And if do they tivlonaichu, your tavlin, your spices should also be blown away. So Rashbam, yiyu mufuzorin tavlin shalachem, as your spices that you use should be spread away. And porach ziko lemuraiko chadato, that the wind should blow away the new merakai, what's the type of a spice? Saffron, they say, the nekito noshim kishronis, that the women, that the witchcraft use. They use this as spice, murakayu, so once we tell it to them, like a teresa klola, it should be blown away from you. Rashbam says, the aporcha zika, the maraiku chadato, the nekitisa, on the right side of the Rashbam, yeyisa ruach, oisai boishem, the wind should blow away that type of psamim, type of spice, chodesh that new one, sha'atam echzosob yadechim achashiv boi, you use that type of a spice to do witchcraft with it. So give you a klol, it should be blown away. So the Mara, and he says also, ad chanini v'chananaychu lo yasisu l'goy. It means a lotion like, when the have rachmanos on me min ha-shamayim, or else when I took good care of myself, I never met up with any witchcraft. No, nothing ever happened to me. This is what a maimah said about himself. Abahashtu the yasisu l'goy. But now that I meet up with this witchcraft, with these ladies here, is karchanina, it cooled off already, v'chananaychu, it cooled off my heat, in other words, my closeness to, I don't know, exactly means to me, Shemayim, my closeness that I had in Shemayim, that they protected me, or that I took good care of myself, that no mazikim came to me, now I see it got cooled off. That's why you, a witchcraft, were able to come to me. The Rashbam says, Adachanini b'chanechaychu loy asis l'goy. Means, kol zaman shechosu olay min ha-shemayim. Kol zaman they had rachmonos on me min ha-shemayim, v'yani chasis yalatz, when I took good care of myself, even you witchcraft, you have rachmonos on me, lebosti b'neichem, I never met up with you, and you never met up with me. Now that Remain was saying I do meet up with these witchcrafts, is yodei, I know about myself, sheneskaru alai rachmeichem, that the rachmonos like from Hashem, from Shemayim, got cooled off. V'gam rachmin eskaru shlechasafti alatzmi, I didn't even take good care of myself. That's why I met up with this with these witchcrafts. Right. So tomorrow now, b'marova. So far the Gemara is talking about two different things. There's one union of zugais. That's having two things, drinking two cups, eating two foods. That's an union of zugais, and that's bad for mazikim. Mazikim means some type of a shadim, demons that come and can do bad things to us. There's another things of witchcraft with ladies that they do, or can be men also. They do type of witchcraft with different things. With usually pieces of bread they could do it with, or this type of saffron, type of spices, we also have to stay away from them. Now the Gemara goes back to the Zugais. From Arof and Eretz Yisrael, Lekafti Yazugi. They weren't afraid about the Zugim, the Gemara we had before, that a person should not drink things or eat things in pairs, 2, 4, 6, 8. And that was the Gemara's kasha before. How could the Rabbanu be Mesak and Dalad Kaisas, Pesach by night? Four is an eating of Zugais. So Gemara gave a few towards him. But that was an atzad, we are afraid of Zugais. Now that they're in Eretz Yisrael, they weren't afraid of zugais. They weren't afraid that the mazik will harm you if you drink in pairs. Right? The Ravdime min Adoi, kopit. But Ravdime that came from Nadoi, there they were makpa. They were makpa not to drink too. They were afraid of the mazikim. And afilo arush ma de chavita. You know how much they were makpa? Be careful. They were careful when they made signs on a chavita. They had a barrel. They wanted to make signs to know how full it is. Like, this is a sign that's half full. This is a sign that's 3/4 full. They didn't put only 2 signs or 4 signs. They made sure to at least make 3, 5, 7. Don't make an even number. Even for that, they were afraid of zugais, for the mazikim would come. Afilu arushma de chavita. Making the rosh, making lines. On the chavita, they were also makpid not to do it in pairs. So Shabbat says, kopid arushma de chavita. Kishamoycher and yayim, when they used to sell the wine, they would make slats like lines on the barrel. Know how much wine is in it. They made sure they didn't only make 4 or 6 lines. They were makpat at least an odd number. So Marhev Yuvd, it once happened that they only put an even number there. Your mazik came there, and the mazik burst open that barrel. The barrel burst open. To see a riot, then you should be makpat not to make pairs of 2, 4, 6, 8. So the more klal of the milsa, you know what the klal of this dinyan is? That kol d'ksochur, the shaila was the samachlekes here. In Eretz Yisrael they were not makpid, they didn't care about these mazikim, and in Nador they did care about it. So the Gemara says klal of the milsa, that kol d'kopid kafti. And if you're makpid upon it, you should know, kafti badei, the mazikim are also makpid upon you. And if for one time you'll drink zugais, they'll get after you. What about a dulei kafid? A person like people in the Hadoi, they were not makpid upon zugais, or like people in Eretz Yisrael, they were not makpid, is like kafti badayu. That the shaydim also usually don't come to you. But you should be a meichesh, means be aware of it. Like something, be aware. Like it's not just I'm in vain, the Indian of Zugais. You have to know, even though they don't bother you so much, but it's possible maybe they will be mad at you. So the meichesh, to be aware about it, to be careful, it's kedai to be careful. So Rashbam learns, call the kopid. Whoever takes too much care of himself, like makpid never to do pairs, is kopid badei ha-shaydim. Then you should know the shaydim fakir, they see you're so makpid, they'll try and get you. Lazikoi. Abu the like kopid kokach, some is not so makpid. Lekafte badayu laziko. They're not after you so much to be mad at you. Or miyu lemechesh miboy, that means afilu mad lekopid, lekaftina badei. The time of lekafte badei klal, and came zugos lam iskab gemara. That there is a gemara that said you should be careful about zugos. So just means to say, don't have to go crazy over it, to be makpid never to do too. But if possible, try not to do things bezugais. So the Markiyosi Ravdimi Yomar. Shtei Beitzim, the klal is like this. Two eggs, that's terrible. Ushtei Agoizim, two nuts, is terrible. Shtei Kishuyim is terrible. The Bedover Acher, there's one other thing that's also terrible. Is Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai. These things, that Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai means, they were noyig even for Moshe Rabbeinu's times, not to eat these things in pairs, two things. Because if you eat two eggs, or you eat two nuts at one time, that's a shalom for mazikim. Then the mazikim will come after you. And two kishurim, two cucumbers. And there's one other thing, but the Gemara doesn't say what. Therefore, umestav kalul rabbonin, my neil dover achar. The rabbonin now and mesupik were in doubt, what is this other thing that's also, we should be afraid if you eat it in two, the mazikim will come after you. V'goz the rabbonin bekula zugi mishum dover achar. The reason why we're knowing not to do anything in pairs, don't drink two cups of wine, two cups of water, the reason is because we don't know what this last thing to be careful about is. So since we have in doubt what it is, we're afraid of everything. And we don't take anything in pairs. Said Rashbam, that means, V'davar achar, adayin yesh pri echo, there's another peri, shemakfidim b'zugoysav, halachol moshe mesina demaski. Even at the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, they were afraid that the mazikim should not get a hold of you, so they did not eat pairs of it. So since we do not know what this last thing is, we're not put upon anything. So now, the Amora and Asara, Timni, Shisa, Bo, Ein Ben Mishum Zugi, the Gemara before we had, that one man the other says 10, there's no union of Zugais. Even though it's an even number, so much if you drink 10 cups, the mazikim won't be after you. Another man the other says 8, already they won't be after you. Another one said even 6. Another one said even 4, they won't be after you. Ezein v'mishum zugi. In other words, only if you drink 2 will mazikim come after you. But if you drink 4, mazikim won't bother you. So where it says, lo yamoran el inyan mazikim. That was only said for the inyan of mazikim. That if you drink 4 cups, then mazikim won't bother you. Avol inyan kshofim. But in the case we're afraid of witchcraft, then afilo tuva na michashinim. Then you have to be afraid even a lot. Because in a case where there's witchcraft around, ladies that are oystic in witchcraft, no matter how many pears you drink, even 10 or even 20, you also have to be afraid that they shouldn't do witchcraft on you. Rashbam says, Vodi Amrit, Liel Asar Ein Ben Mishum Zugai, Tani Mili Hechad Lekel Noshim Kishmonis, where there's no ladies that do witchcraft. But if you have ladies that do things with witchcraft, then you have to be careful even for 10 cups. What was the Maisa? Kiho de Hugav, it happened to a man, the Gir Shalad Vesua. He gave his wife a gift. He got rid of his wife. Ozal, his wife, went in Savola Chanvano. She went and married the man that has a storekeep, or a bar maybe. It's a person that sells beer. Now, Ko Yoimehevi Ozal Veshosti Chamra. Every day, the first husband used to come into that store and used to drink a beer, used to drink wine there. And his ex-wife was there. And she, vice versa, she was a witch, and she wanted to get even on him. She wanted to do something bad to him. So he used to drink wine there. Of the lake shofim, and she was a witchcraft. She used to try and do witchcraft back to him. And she couldn't do anything to him. because the first husband was always makpid never to drink only pears, never to end off just 2, 4, or 6. He always drank at least 1, 3, 5, 7, 9. He was always makpid never to end off in pears. Yom echad, that happened one day, ashti tuve. One day he drank a little bit too much. Lehevi yoda kamishos, he got a little bit shikir ready, drunk, and he didn't realize how much he drank. Ad shisasar hevi tzaili. Till 16 cups of wine, his mind was still there. He knew what he was doing. Like 16, he was still makbid, not 10 of the time he took the 17th. But when he took the 17th one, then, mikan v'yelech, lehevi tzayiv lo yizdai b'navshay. When he took that 17th cup, that knocked him out, and now he forgot himself, and he didn't know how to be nizr to stop off with an odd number. And he ended off, I said, with an even number. Stami drank 18 cups. Is afikta bezuga. He ended up with an even number. That's how many cups he drank that day. Is kievi ozel. When he went home, so Kitzer, his ex-wife, that day got a hold of him there in the store and did some witchcraft on him. Is kievi ozel. When the husband was walking home, gasbe yehutaya, a certain Arab met up with him. Omale, the Arab said to him, that garvra katilahu di ozel, hocha. I see a dead man walking here. In other words, this Arab Mestam also knew about witchcraft already, and is able to tell that witchcraft was Isaac, was working on this man, and he's a dead man already. What happened with this man? Ozel, he was walking, chavkele dikli, bumped into the deck of a palm tree, or he cracked the palm tree. Tzavcha, it screamed out, dikla, the palm tree screamed out, opokiyu, and this person burst it open, and he died there. Tzikitsa, that's finally his ex-wife, got back to him with this witchcraft, and she was pale that chasing exactly the palm tree cracked and started to cry, and then he bursted open, Kitsuri died. So there's an Indian here, you see that drank. You have to be careful for witchcraft. It's only if there's no witchcraft, no witches around. It's only a shiloh from Zugin, then we say more than 4, they don't harm you. But it's a question of witchcraft, then you have to be careful no matter how much you drink. Rashi Rashbam says, Oza chavkel diklo, mitoy choyle v'dago nismach alov. Since this man was so worried and sick, he was nismach, he leaned on the dekel tree. Hochagasin et sovach diklo, the dekel tree started to scream, so his wind came and blew it, made noise. Opoka boy, v'hadekel yovesh mikoyach ha'achshayfim. And it bursted there, and the palm tree dried up because of the witchcraft, and the person also died there. But Omer Rav Avira, Ka'arois, plates, or kikrois, and bread, pieces of bread, chalis, pieces of bread, ain't ben mishum zugais. There's no isam zugais upon bread, or upon karos, posture means plates, food inside it. So drashi, karospam, karois, imochal, shtei karos, tavshel. If you eat 2 different plates, you have a double. You eat 1 plate of spaghetti and take another plate of spaghetti. Or else you eat 2 breads. It's ain't ben mishum zugais. That's not a shalom from zugais. What's the pshat? Klal of the milson. Know what the klal is? Kol shegomru b'dayodim. Anything that people make, like here bread people make, or else a plate, a tavshel, spaghetti that people cooked up, ain't ben mishum zugais. Then there's no shalom from zugais. Even if you have 2 portions, there's nothing wrong with it. A gomru b'day shemayim, but like fruit that was gomru b'day shemayim, Hashem finished off making the apples. It's finished by min hashemayim. Then we say b'dayodim b'mile mina d'maychol. Things of that you could eat, food that you could eat, that was finished with Eish Shemayim, like an egg, or like fruits, Chai Shinen. Then you have to be afraid not to eat it in pairs. Like we had before, don't eat 2 eggs, or don't eat 2 apples, don't eat 2 nuts, don't eat 2 kishrim, nuts, or cucumbers, because those are gummed with Eish Shemayim. Here there is a shiloh from Mazikim. So Shbam, gummed with Eish Shemayim. Chai Shinen, they have a dover achar. We're afraid of that one, the last thing, we didn't know what it meant. The gazel b'shvil on kol zugos gomru de shemayim hein. Peres achol domilei. It's all those things that the Brisa said you have to be afraid were all things that were finished with shemayim. It was eggs or fruits or vegetables or nuts. Those you have to be afraid of. Vashenkein, things that we cook or else kikros, bread that we make, then there's no shayla. So the Chazon Yesh, I think, is supposed to ask the kashya here. We know the whole sugi before said not like that. We had the whole Gemara to have koisais of wine is also shalom from zugais. We had before the whole Gemara started off with that. Now the question was, how did the Rabbanan say to have 4 koisais? Pesach by night, I 4 is zugais. Now what's wine? Wine is not gomer b'day shemayim. Wine doesn't grow. Wine is something we make. the grapes grow. But then we have to squeeze out the grapes to make the wine. So the wine is like a tavshol. And the Gemara says here, by tavshol, b'day odom, there's no zugos. The whole Gemara says that when you have a cup, avadah, a cup is zugos. They're not allowed to have two pairs, two cups. See, one sense that there are two different categories of zugos here. One zugos means that if you eat them, if you eat the things together, if you eat a kikros, like two pieces of bread together, there's nothing in between, that's like one eating. Or you eat two karas, two plates of food that we made, that's called like one big plate. It's only if you eat two nuts, or you eat two apples, or two eggs at the same time, since they're finished by itself, they're choshev, they're called zugos. But avad, if you drink one cup of wine right now, then you stop, and you drink another cup a little bit later, that for sure would also be called zugos. In other words, that we say b'day odom, what we do, two pieces of bread, there's no zugos, that's only if you like eat it together. If you eat it together, it's sold like one eating, there's no zugos. But if you eat one piece of bread now, and then a little bit later you drink another, you'll eat some more bread, could be that would be zugos. So also, by Kaysen, for also the same question, we're drinking one cup now, then we're drinking another cup later. Since you're drinking it one after another a little bit later, the other would be a shell of zugos, even though that was made by the other. Not sure. Chur, we hear what the Gemara says here. Lechur, we're not kopit. But mechesh chashin in the face, I'm not sure. Allah has not brought down. They say today we won't have so many mazikim around. They put them way better than mazikim. You know, we're not so much afraid of the mazikim today. Weiter. Chanus ein ben mishum zugais. If somebody drinks in the chanus, then there's no meaning of zugos. It's in a chanus, in a store, you could drink two or four or six or cups of wine, nothing will happen to you. So the question is, the meister before, by that man that gave his wife a get, and then used to drink the wine in the chanus. So the Elochuri drank the wine in the store, and something happened to him. So why do we say here nothing happens to him? So the difference is, here we're talking about mazikim. For a mazik, in the chanus, a mazik won't bother you if you drink the wine in the store. But before it was witchcraft. Witchcraft can happen even in the store also. That's what the Rashbam thing says here. It says the A witchcraft, you have to be careful even if you drink the wine in the store. But to be afraid of mazikim, if you drink it in the store, that's not called the derech kvias. That's the mazikim won't bother you there. Nimlach ein ben mishum zugos. Let's say you drink one cup and you decide you're not going to drink anymore. So finished. Then later you decide to drink a second cup, you don't add one and one together like two, like you drank two cups. Because since you changed your mind in between, they're not mitzarf together. It lies like one and one, don't be able to be afraid of the mazikim. Oirach ein bei mishum zugis. If you have a guest over and you give him one cup to drink, so it's also a svar like nimlach. He's not for sure then he'll get a second cup. So when he drank one cup, his mind was only to drink one cup. Later, if the balabas gives him another one, he doesn't have to be afraid of zugis. Isha ein bei mishum zugis. And Isha, that drinks two cups, doesn't have to be afraid of mazikim. Because she's also, it's not a derech for to drink wine, so each cup is like changing her mind. But v'isha chashub, let's say she's a prestige lady, that they do drink wine, then chashinim. Then when she drinks two cups, she has to be afraid, maybe the mazikim will harm her. Omer Rav Chinen of Reda and Yeshua, is pargus mitztaref l'toiva v'yein mitztaref l'ruah. Doesn't mean really asparagus, but the type of a drink, the Rashbam says. It's a choshva type of a wine they make with this drink. So this type of a cup, it's mistaref l'toyva, means if you already drank two cups of wine and you drink this third cup, it makes it you don't have to be afraid of zugos. You have three now. But if you aim mistaref l'ruah, if you only drank one cup of wine and now you drink another cup of this drink, it's not mistaref for beer to make it like you have two. It doesn't make it into zugos. It only helps you and doesn't make it bad for you. So Shabbam says, asparagus, blush and parsley, curry in the kruv, a type of a cabbage. He doesn't know the kruv. He says, umashkinhu, shaysim the kruv, a type of a drink they made out of this cabbage. Umayayin, and from cabbage and wine they made this drink. Or regila marlish doysa bechol boikir refuah. Used to drink this drink every morning for refuah, for medicine. Koydimachi before the yait. Vilkach mitstarach the type of lana raw, the immediate refuahu. Since the whole thing is a medicine, it won't harm you. So if you drank already one cup of wine, and now you drink this cup, it's not going to make it like you have two cups, you don't have to be afraid. Hey, so refuah is only good and that doesn't do harm. Omer Ravina Meshmei the Rava. Zuge lechumra, zugais, you have to go lechumra, you have to be strict. If you're in doubt whether you have zugas or not, you have to go lechumra. Be strict upon yourself. V'yamalei, some say no, zugi lekula. If you have a shaylan, hilcha zugais, you can paskin lekula. What does that mean? Is it Rashbam? Zuge lechumra. What's going to be if you're doubtful? You drank a few cups of wine, and you're not sure how many you drank. You're not sure if you drank three or four. What should you do now? Is lechumra means yishta, drink another cup. If you drank four already, hoyu v'dait letzar from starfin. Since you want this one to make it odd, or make it into an odd number. Let's say you only drank three so far. V'yimloi shosa zugos, nimlach, then we consider like you're changing your mind now. V'yenim etzarf l'ruah. So kids, if you're in doubt if you drank an even number or not, the Yetzer, the Chumra means you should drink another cup. And like, make it tonight. If you drank an odd number, if you drank an even number, this should make it odd. If you drank an odd number, this should blab like nimlach, like you're changing your mind, and it's not, and staff doesn't add to the odd to make it into an even. And some say no golakula. Means if you're doubtful, leave it the way it is. Don't drink anything. Like we had before. Because if you don't drink anything, so you show you're not so much, but you're not so much afraid of the mazikim, they won't come after you. So that's the sfarot you go to kula. If you're doubtful, if you drank or not, don't drink another one. Omer Rabbi Yosef, trei decham, you drank two cups of wine. V'chad deshich, then you drank one cup of beer. Lo mitzdarf, it doesn't help you out. Hey, since wine is more choshev than beer, so the beer cannot add to the wine. So you're still left like you drank two cups of wine. If you're afraid of mazikim, you should drink a third cup of wine. What about the opposite way? Trei deshich, you drank first two cups of beer. V'chad dechamer, then you drank a third cup of wine, mitzdarf. That makes it like it's an odd number now, because something more choshev adds to the less one. The simnecha, what's the simon to this? Ze'aklalik, we have a din in Hilchas Tumah, that kol amechur b'loi, if you want to add a shear of kelim to mekabel Tumah, it has to be big enough. So different type of material have different shearim, how big they have to be to mekabel Tumah. The klal is kol amechur b'loi, min achom mimenu tomei, min akal mimenu torah. Let's say one material has to be a foot long. Another material has to be a yard long. So if you have a material that has to be a yard long now, and it's only missing a foot, if you take another material and its material is only a foot, and put it here, for sure it'll help you. Because that material is more chomer than this material. So something that's more chomer could be added to less choshev. But something that's more choshev, less choshev, cannot be added to something that's more choshev. Here also, beer is not so choshev like wine. So beer cannot be added to wine, but wine could be added to beer. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav, trei kamo ataka. If you drank two cups before you had your meal, v'chad ataka, then you had one cup of wine during your meal, mitzdarfi. That one cup helps you, like you only have three, don't have to be afraid. What about chad mak mitaka? One cup you drank before the meal. Utrei ataka, now you drank two cups during the meal, that's the more chosh of a drinking, learn mitzdarfin. You can't be mitzdarf the first one with the next two, you're left with two, and if you're afraid, you have to be afraid, you should drink a third cup. Mask of lover mesharshia. Oto anan, letzkune taka kobinan. Do we have to fix up the meal? Lechura letzkune gavrabinan. We have to fix up the man. The gavra komisakin. Like, what's the difference if he drank the wine before the meal or during the meal? The question is, did this man drink an even number or an odd number? So once he drank three cups, what's the difference if one was before and two was later or not? Lechura, the man himself is questioning. He's drinking wine now. So if he drank an odd number, it should be good. Vikoi. Elomer Meshashia, the Kulayam, everybody holds like this. Trei ataka, if you drank two during the meal. Vechad labos ataka, and one after the meal. Learn mitzdarfi. It doesn't help you, it doesn't make it good. So Shbam learns like this. Hokagasinen. Omer Rav Nachman, trei mikme taka, vechad ataka mitzdarfin. Chad mikame taka, if you drank one before the meal. O trei ataka, and two during the meal. Learn mitzdarfi. Hoyel vishtei ataka zugais. Since the two you're drinking during the meal as a pair, lemahani leitziv, it doesn't help you to take away from it. Well, the kuliyam is afilu rabbi sharshia. Trei ataka v'chad bos ataka lemitzdarfin. Mishumaisa the rabbi banachmeni. The atzrichinu taka ladure kai meivom mitziyah v'seichas apoyelim. The chad the bos ataka mitzdarfin. Trei ataka lishkinu kai shlishi. The bos ataka bloy ladure taka. But the other question was the maisim b'mitziyah that he drank two cups during the meal. And then they took away the table. So Mashma, the only way to Masakim was they had to bring back the table to say in the middle of the meal now he's drinking a third kais. Masma, once you finish the meal, that's called you drank just those two cups. So in the middle of the meal you drank two cups, and then you end the meal, you can't be Masakim. You're finished. The only way to be Masakim is to bring back the table and finish drinking in the middle of the meal. Mark Yehu Maisi Rabba Banachmeni. That was the Maisi in Bob Mitzia by Rabba Banachmeni. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Kol ha mozug mitzarf. Any type of drinking that's mozug, that's diluted, you can mitzarf. If you drank two cups of diluted wine, and then you drink a third cup of diluted wine, it's mitzarf like you have an odd number now. Chutz min amayim. A chutz from water. If you drank two cups of diluted wine, and now you drink water,